Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You mentioned tonight.
Yes.
A very big night in the Jansen house at 8:30. I will be locked onto my TV because streaming from West Lafayette. No, it is not the Purdue Boilermakers. They will be playing at about the same time against USC. We can discuss that later because the Jansen Bowl may actually come up tomorrow. But whenever I talk basketball, people think I'm talking about Ruby. Ruby's the basketball player.
Yeah.
No, I have a student down at West Lafayette at Purdue, and Lucy is in the championship game of the intramural sorority basketball competition, and she is in the finals. They're playing in Mackey Arena. She said this was a possibility about 3 weeks ago, and we both kind of laughed about it. Lucy's not a basketball player at all. And I always laugh when we play in the driveway. Like her version of defense is just kind of jumping around, waving her arms. Her version of offense is, can I please get the ball out of my hand as quickly as possible? But yet her sorority, Sigma Kappa, Kappa Sigma. What did I tell you?
Get
Kappa
it right.
Sigma, yeah. Chaos. Kappa Sigma is playing in the championship game, and they're playing in Mackey Arena. She thought it would be cool. She's like, I don't think it'll really happen. We're not very good. Well, you underestimated yourself, Lucy, because you're playing in the championship game for a trophy, and they're playing in Mackey. That's the point of this story, is that they're playing in Mackey Arena. And I want to ask everybody else, what is the one venue, whether it was as a little kid or in high school, even in college, like if you're playing an IM, whatever it is, you're playing pickup and you had a chance to play in a venue that was just unique. It was awesome. Where is that venue? What was the situation and how did it turn out?
248-539-9797.
Because I don't know. And I asked Lucy, I'm like, initially I said, hey, are they streaming this game? And she said, no. And then about a half hour later, she texted me back. She said, Dad, there's a YouTube stream of this game. I said, get your popcorn ready.
You're going to watch.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to watch.
How many minutes does she play? Like, are they winning because she just kind of rides the bench?
Or? Oh, yeah. And so early on when it was, you know, it was just kind of a fun little activity, she was playing a lot because they'd have five or six kids show up to a game. They played Monday night. She had a chem exam at 8 o'clock. Game started at 9. She got there mid-second quarter, and she played sparingly.
Okay.
Tonight, she'll probably play sparingly. but I do get a chance to see. I'll be that dad that's going to say, there's Lucy. There she is. And I can't wait. I'll be waiting all day. I can't wait for this.
This is the matchup tonight in sports. Yeah. Who are they competing against?
I have no idea.
All the other
No, this is like the championship, I imagine.
So there's another sorority that she's playing against.
It's her sorority against another.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. For bragging rights.
Do we have tail of the tape? Do we know what do they do?
Do they have fraternity cheerleaders?
Yeah, so this is like me asking Heather about a news story. I don't know. I don't know who else is on her team. I don't know. I think the cheerleaders will be those that aren't in the game at the time.
Okay.
Cheering their teammate on, as teammates should do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get the scouting report after you watch this. Like, oh,
I have attempted, but I don't know who the other sorority is.
Okay.
And I have no way of knowing or
until you
providing.
See
yes.
It.
Yes. And Lucy will not have her cell phone, so I won't be able to tell her, hey, watch the pick. This is what they're doing all the time.
Coaching from the couch.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hey, defense, watch behind you.
What do they get if they win?
A trophy.
Ooh.
Yes, a trophy and pictures, I believe. In their rec building, they get the team championship photo that goes up in perpetuity, forever. So yes,
we got a bunch of phone calls 248-539-9797. We'll collect the best ticket texts as well. Let's get to D in Wyandotte. D, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm from Ohio. Yep.
Sorry.
Ohio. Born and raised in Cincinnati. Ran in the state championship in 1994. Took third place in the 400, but that was at the Shoe. Still to this day, that was everything to me.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure. Growing up, you probably, I mean, was that where they have the state championship every year?
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right in Ohio State Stadium. Beautiful, beautiful track, beautiful venue. But I know where I live, so I'm used to the hate. But
okay.
Man, the Shoe, 1994.
Hey, the cool factor is there. So, what's the result? How'd you do?
I took third place.
You medaled
in the 400.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Podium.
Oh yeah. The podium. Still got the picture. Smaller version of me, but yeah, still got the picture.
Dean, thanks. That's
a great
awesome.
Story.
Yeah.
Thanks, D.
All right, thank you guys.
Let's get.
Did you ever get a chance to play in a?
So no, I didn't.
Coming from the mean streets of Livonia.
Oh yeah. So at Livonia Churchill, we always dreamed of a chance to play at Ford Field for a state championship. We did
That's right. You're young enough to have played in Ford Field.
Yeah. So would you have played?
No, it would have been. I don't even
Silverdome.
Yeah, I think they played in the Silverdome for the state championship. We never made it.
No, Livonia Churchill, we played Plymouth. They were in our division at the time. We played them tough. They beat us. They ended up in the championship game that year. So, you think that would have been really cool to play there. But no, I don't have a story like that. I didn't play IM in college because that would have been the thing. But not that I would have. I played at Central Michigan's basketball arena, McGurk. It doesn't have the same appeal as Mackey.
Yeah.
Or, the guy calls in about the horseshoe.
So in high school, had a chance as a sophomore playing with big bro Matt, shout out to the new AD and Troy. We played at Chrysler Arena. And it was the state semifinals. We played against Granville Calvin Christian, and it wasn't even close. We got smoked.
That's cool, though. I mean, all right. I got one, but it wasn't an actual event, but a very unique, cool experience in my life. I was down in Jacksonville for Super Bowl 39. And the media gathering was at Sawgrass, TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah.
The fifth major at the the way. And I was able to take one shot on the 17th Island Green.
That's awesome.
It went in the water.
Less awesome, but still cool. Yes.
But it wasn't an official event, but I did get one shot.
Mm-hmm. So every time you see that one, you're like, yeah. I understand how tough that hole is.
I had the respect for it before because I actually used to watch more golf. I mean, this was in Tiger's heyday. So
was it at least close?
It's probably 20 feet off to the right, shanking.
Oh, it's not too bad. 20 feet.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing about one shot is there was just no loosening up or anything.
Right.
And you
let
me
why.
Tell you. No, no.
John, if he had warmed up, he would have hit it on the green.
Yeah, I didn't have my sticks. I didn't have my glove. Sorry.
I got to tell you, when you step into that box, intimidation is crazy.
Yeah. You just, please hit the ball. Please hit the ball in the air.
Yeah. Don't duff it in front of everybody.
Yes. How far back of the women's tees am I? All those things. I guarantee you they went through your mind, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did I did get past the women's tee.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah, you hit it in the water.
In the water.
I didn't have to.
They're not floating.
We got a bunch of calls, bunch of stories, some of your best. Let's get to the phones. John, you brought up Lucy, your daughter, playing at Mackey tonight, part of the sorority championship.
Yeah, I am basketball for the sororities. Let's go.
Let's get to Adam in Grosse Pointe. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I've been very fortunate. I went to Grosse Pointe. I actually forgot to tell the screen this. I went to Grosse Pointe South High School, and one of our spring trainings, we got to spend at Joker Marchant and all the Tiger facilities. And when I was playing summer baseball, I played for the Grosse Pointe Redbirds, and our coach was the late, great Dave Bergman. And you know, Gibson was in Grosse Pointe, and then we just had the hookup, and we got to play at Tiger Stadium back in the 90s. But you got to play when you were 17 and 18. When I was 17, it was the last year at Tiger Stadium, and then when I was 18, it was the first year at Comerica, and I got to play in both of them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What was the... did you get any hits when you were in Tiger Stadium?
I went 1-for-3 in Tiger Stadium, a single hard hit up the middle, and at Comerica I hit a triple off the right center field wall. I was floating. I couldn't believe it.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're gonna hit a triple, that's where to go. That's where to go with it.
The ballpark's built for it.
You knew your park.
That's right.
It felt real good. It was, and we had to use wooden bats the first at bat, and then a Bergman, who didn't let us use metal very often, was like, "You can go metal, boys." You know, so he was an amazing guy, one of my favorite coaches of all time.
Great fisherman too.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Fun fact.
Do you know him? I mean,
I've told this story before too. When I was playing with the Lions, I was in the locker room and Tom Brookins, Dave Bergman, Alan Trammell, they all walked in, and it wasn't a stretch, but I went from being, I don't know what it was at the time, 32, 33 to about 8 years old. And I was like, oh my God, that's Tom Brookins. That's Dave Bergman. And so I did talk to Dave, And if I remember right, he had a place down in the Keys as well and had invited me to come down to go fishing with him, but wasn't able to take him up on that. And now it's obviously too late.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's get more phone calls. Let's talk to Nick in Harrison Township. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Huge hockey fan, obviously, growing up in Michigan, man. Just a huge Red Wings fan. But I actually entered a contest when I was probably 6 or 7 years old to actually skate with the Detroit Vipers out at the Palace during the pregame. So it was a random entry I found at like a Kroger when I was there shopping with my mom and entered the contest and kind of forgot about it. And, you know, 2-3 months later when the season started, I had actually won the contest. So growing up in Port Huron, nasty snowstorm. My parents drove us out there and got to, you know, all the Viper swag, a helmet, and they threw my name up on the Jumbotron and got to skate out of the smoke Viper head, skate around with them at warm-ups, kind of watch warm-ups, and then kind of stand out there for the national anthem. So it's just a surreal moment, just kind of cemented, I think, just why I continue to love the game, but just was super, super cool, super cool.
That's awesome.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a bummer that we don't have that team anymore, but
right.
just always talk about it as a family, and I also, a little bit older, was able to skate between periods at the Red Wing game for one of those, you know, scrimmages too, and that was still enough, you know, at the Joe, just amazing, you know, just super, super cool.
Wow.
And it's a cool thing they still do, like, you know, Little Caesars in those intermissions, they'll have like a couple young hockey players out there.
It feels like those opportunities are offered more now than they were when I was a kid.
I'd buy that, yeah.
Because, I mean, Jack has played in the Big House. I think I talked about that last fall. They played one game there. He's also skated when he was a hockey player. He's playing up north, and they came down to play at LCA before one of the Wings games, and all the kids got tickets to the game. And it's just so cool for those kids to be able to have that experience.
And like you said, it makes you a lifelong fan if you weren't already.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Bill in New Baltimore. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
In 1979, I was playing travel hockey. I think I was a squirt at the time. And that was right before the Olympics. We went to Lake Placid. And we didn't get to play in the Olympic arena. We played at their old rink. You know, but looking back, and we got to see it. Looking back, it was what a historic moment it was, you know. Really, really cool.
So, how old were you at the time?
I was a squirt, so probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
So you're a little squirt.
Yeah. Hey, John, I'm headed out walleye fishing right now.
Oh, where are you going?
Up in St. Clair River.
Oh, what's the plan of attack?
Just jigging from shore.
Okay. All right. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Lake Placid in the 70s.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Roy in Livonia, you're on 97.1. Roy, talk to us.
What's up, fellas? I'm also repping the mean streets of Livonia out of Stevenson here.
There you go.
I think the one that sticks out for me in 99, I got to play in the Michigan High School Baseball All-Star Game. It was the last year at Tiger Stadium. So that made it kind of special. And couple things that stick out. We had the hammer, so we had to take the field first, and we were all pumped up. I go to run out and just smash my head on the overhang of the dugout.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8", so not that tall.
No,
that's how
I was going to try and commiserate with you. Yeah, I do that on a daily basis, but you're 5'8".
So that was a great start. My second at-bat, I get a hold of one and hit it to center and flip the bat a little bit because at any high school park, this thing is gone. Then I realized, you know, the thing drops 15 feet short and I had to hustle for a double. So that was the other one. That was great.
Nice. Nice to have those memories.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's all I got, guys. See ya.
Welt in your head
and
a memory forever. A couple ticket textures. This one says, I played at the Joe as a kid. 2-2 tie. I had both goals. That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy's bachelor party. We rented the ice at Little Caesars Arena, and we had a game with 30 of our friends. Came with tickets to the game later. Kyle in Garden City. This one says, I actually got to play back-to-back games at Ford Field last year. Signed, Broderick in Allen Park. Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yes.
When you were describing Lucy and the way she plays or doesn't really play basketball.
Yeah.
Texter says, Lucy sounds like she plays like Will Cheddar. Get the ball to my hands as quickly as possible.
Hey, if he could start hitting some of those threes again like he did earlier in the season, something special might happen in the Big Ten tournament. Come on.
Matt in Grosse Pointe, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. I got lucky in high school. Two different sports in two different stadiums. So I played in Ford Field in the Catholic League Championship, or Silverdome. than the Catholic League Championship for football. But I get, for lacrosse, they got to play at the Glass Bowl. And that's a cool stadium.
In Toledo?
Playing on turf for lacrosse isn't as much fun. Yeah, in Toledo. But the stadium itself is really cool, just the way it looks. It's sort of old with all this concrete and cement and stuff. That was a fun time.
I bet. How'd you do?
I can't even remember the lacrosse game. It was hot. It was the summer. And I think we won. But Cavalier Championship, leading at halftime, lost. But it was still cool to be in Silverdome, obviously.
Yeah, that's awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
We got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25.
Yeah.
We got Heather's news. You got a final thought on this?
No.
Like you kind of scooched up. I was like, oh, he's got like
a... Oh, no. I mean, I love hearing the stories of, you know, played at Tiger Stadium, played at Comerica, and I love the moments because those are moments. The last one, obviously, didn't kind of seal the deal, but
yeah.
Most of those moments are ones that you never, ever forget. And I'm excited for Lucy to have one of those moments.
Game-winning shot tonight.
If that happens, it's going to be pandemonium in the Jansen house.
It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.